Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Wednesday night. You know what that means. We're coming at you live from the north side of Chicago. Actually, I'm out here in front of Soldier Field right now, Al. Looks pretty great, doesn't it? Soldier Field right behind me.
All I see is a green screen.
No. That's Soldier Field back there.
Oh, they doing construction?
Yep. Yeah, it's behind the screen. Yep.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean. It's live at the Sports Attic. We are on Twitch Live. We are on Facebook Live. And we're on Twitter Live as well. Follow us in all those places. Thank you for listening, podcast listeners. Thank you for listening live on Blog Talk Radio. There are places where you don't have to see our faces talk. Our faces talk? Does that make any sense at all?
No.
On Twitter, oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. What?
A little bit. It makes a little bit of sense.
A little. Well, thank you for the little credit. At Larcher Lawrenson on Twitter. At Sports Addict on Twitch. Still trying to figure all that out.
Sean's got a match on Sunday, so I wore my Georgie Bulldog shirt.
Oh, that's – is this the first time back since the pandemic?
Got to
be close, right? Like, man, here we are. Everything's opening back up. I got tourists downtown again. We're giving the tours. The whole thing's just open up. Vaxxed and ready to party. Sean, Sunday night in Georgia. Is that going to be streamed? Hey, Sean.
I don't think it's in Georgia. I think he's in the Georgian Bulldogs.
Yes. Well, that's my partner, Al Larcher. I'm Clark Lawrenson. Hey,
how
Al.
How you doing?
Wearing his baseball hat, the big baseball fan that Al Larcher is now.
That's right.
Yep.
Not a fan of baseball.
Big
but
baseball
I do
fan.
Baseball
yep. Big fan of SL. He's a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Of SL? What is that, Saturday Night Live?
No, that's what it says on your hat, SL.
Oh, whoa. St. Louis.
Or LA.
This is a superior. This team here, I don't know a lot about baseball, but what I do know, this team's a lot better than the Cubs,
mm-hmm.
historically.
Yep.
I mean, dominant compared to the Cubs. And my buddy Ricky Bird was a big fan. And, you know, him and his father have passed away now. So I am wearing this in memorial of them.
Of course. Of course. Rest in peace. A lot to get tonight. You mentioned earlier AEW. It's going to have the NJPW United States Championship defended tonight.
Right,
live on U.S. television. Nagata versus Moxley.
I'm excited.
Your guy Nagata.
Sean has clarified the show's in North Carolina, and we're the Geordi Bulldogs. Man, that's a hard word to say, Geordi.
Geordi.
It's just not
what
American.
What is Geordi?
You know,
yeah,
like,
it's not. Yeah, you're right.
Is it a city in England? Is that what that is?
It's got to be something like that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll get the scoop.
We will.
Yeah, yeah. Big night. A little, I'm going to watch that as soon as the show's over. Maybe make a steak. Doing the keto, so.
Oh, that's great. Al, I would like to talk to you about keto. My plan is to start it after this weekend. So I want to know any tips, any tricks. Where can I get the most flavor for the least amount of net carbs? Is that the main goal of keto?
Well, yes, to keep your carbs under a certain threshold.
All right. Give us a call, 760-454-8834. 760-454-8834.
Hell. Geordi is slang for someone from Newcastle, England.
Oh, okay.
We'd be like the Second City Bulldogs if we were Bulldogs. You and I were a tag team.
Oh, the Broad-Shouldered Bulldogs.
The Broad-Shouldered Bulldogs.
The City of Broad-Shouldered Bulldogs. I don't know. The City in a Garden Bulldogs. Al, Windy City.
Big Wind Bulldogs.
The Deep Dish Pizza Cats.
The Double Dog Bulldogs.
Ooh, the Gene and Jude's dogs.
Gene and Jude's, amen.
Gene and Jude's. If you ever get to Gene and Jude's, if you ever get up to the Chicagoland area, Gene and Jude's, you got to go. It's
get
good.
A double.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the NFL schedule came out today.
Yeah, it did.
And people get really excited for it, and I have no idea why.
I do, Al. I don't know why.
Go ahead.
I have no interest in the NFL schedule. I mean, it's a schedule. It's a series of times and dates of and opponents. Like, I we're going to play games. I don't care who we're playing. I just want to get to the games.
Okay.
You know, somebody's eventually going to write, like, a nice fantasy piece, you know, with strength of schedule and why certain players might have a nice run in fantasy. And I'll look at all that data and information, but as far as a schedule being released, I don't care.
That's just well, you know, Al, the NFL is it's a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year thing these days, you know? Like, anytime they drop any bit of news, it's huge news. They had their little draft a couple weeks ago, and everyone got really excited about that. And now it's the schedule release. They know when they play, where they play, and against who, which week.
Well, I don't think it matters that much. Hey, are you coming? I'm having a Ellen DeGeneres show season finale party at my house.
Series finale.
Oh, but that's not until she finishes in 2022.
Oh, well, in 2022, Al, you and the girls come by. We'll have cheese dip.
Al, here's something for us. We're going to outlast her. That's the plan here. Our show, yes. We've been going since 2012. I think she went for like 15 years or something. We're almost there. We might as well just keep it going. And we're going to top her. She walked away because it wasn't challenging enough anymore. A gig that pays her $84 million a year is not challenging enough for her anymore. Come on.
Well,
come
once
on,
you
Ellen.
Take away the ability to yell at your staff, what fun is it?
Oh, shit. That's why you keep me around, because I let you do
it.
That. Yeah, there you go. Come on. Join in on the conversation. Leave a chat on the Facebook. Leave a chat on Twitch, wherever you're watching us. Give us a holler.
You know, the schedule came out, and that's all fun and dandy, if that's how the saying goes. But what really – oh, Jesus. I just clicked something. I can't see anything. What really excites me is some of the NFL rankings, the fantasy rankings, the early, the premature rankings have started to drop.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start looking at some mock fantasy drafts and start getting into the drafting mode.
Wow. Already, huh? Do you know that a friend of mine, Ross, our friend Ross, he drafted like 2 weeks before the draft. He had a draft that drafted two weeks before the draft.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. And, you know,
that's crazy.
Circles.
That's crazy. He said he signed up for it, he signed up with some friends, not realizing they were going to have the draft before the draft. But
there's, well, so like I'm going to be playing in the FFPC again, and you know, you could. So it's not really a disadvantage if everybody's drafting at the same time, right?
Right, but you
if
just need to know. But you need to be prepared for it in a different way, right?
You need to be prepared for it, right? But I think smarter people, there may be an advantage to guys who actually play fantasy football at a higher level drafting early. But like with FFPC, remember the high scores win. You enter to win $500,000. So drafting early, like right now, you could go ahead and you could draft Aaron Rodgers in the fourth. You know, you don't have to waste the fourth round pick on him. You could get Devontae Adams outside of the first round, which may not be the case if Aaron Rodgers ends up playing and everything gets straightened out. So there's some advantages and strategies to maybe attacking the game now. Well, there's still information up in the air and taking a stance one way or another on how you think those situations are going to play out. You know, if you got a feeling who the Bears quarterback is going to be or who the San Francisco 49ers quarterback is going to be, you could start attacking these situations early and maybe get an advantage or take a stab at it, you know, and risk some money, but go for the big win early. So
okay. Yeah,
it's just things to think about. Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to. I only have four teams, so, and they're not cheap. You know, they're expensive teams.
Well, I've got the early lines as well then on week one. Like, I can tell you, the Bears right now.
Seven.
Yeah, they're given 7 points. It's a plus 260 right now, huh? I'm just,
going to go ahead and throw just a couple pennies down on that again.
We'll over under is 45. I kind of like the over. And I just think night one, you sometimes see offenses just kind of defenses. Defenses are generally a little slower to click into place than offenses. So I'm going to go the over. Of course, I'm going to take the Bears in that game. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm taking the Bears on that as well, Al. That's a why not? With the opening game is Dallas at Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champions. Dallas is given 6.5. The over on that's 52. And the money line is a +225 for the Cowboys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean.
Uh-oh. So we got some major news, some major show news. I know you've been very excited about this. Bag alert. Major bag alert. I finally got a racehorse.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. We got digital horses here, Al.
Champagne Campion is now my horse.
You name him? Oh, you bought him. Now, was it a lottery to buy him, or did you get to go out and select your horse?
I wish I would have won the lotto to get a horse in a horse drop. I could have gotten a Genesis, but instead I went and I...
You did what? Hello. I think I lost you there, buddy. Lost you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? We lost you, Al. Yeah, give us a follow on Twitter, at Larcher Lawrenson. Al did buy a horse. I saw a race today, and I know he's going to discuss that soon, but I've watched his races.
Hear me?
And there you are, buddy. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to buy a horse. And it was a complicated deal where, like, you know, you had to look at the bloodline, and you had to look at, you know, the parents. I watched a bunch of the races the horse ran before I bought it, and it was expensive too. Look, I mean, I could have bought a new laptop for the amount of money I spent on a horse.
Oh, Sean brings up a great point there. What would you have named the horse if it was your choice?
Rygar's Revenge.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I had another one.
Baseball
other
is king. Baseball is great.
No. King of sports is horse racing. I did have a cool name the other night I thought of, and I just can't remember it now. Name the horse. I did name my horse ranch. I finally settled on a name. I got the Double Cross Ranch.
Okay. Nice. You named the ranch. That's great.
Did you get the reference with it?
No. Is it a wrestling?
Yeah. That was Terry Funk, where Terry Funk was from.
Okay. All right.
He was billed from the Double Cross Ranch.
Oh, that's a good one. You got to watch out. You got to be careful. Can digital horses get canceled? Because I hear that they're trying to cancel horses these days now. Cancel soldiers getting them.
Well, look, if you look at Chicago, we used to have 3 horse racing parks.
True.
And we're down to Arlington.
Which might not make it.
Yeah, which may close, and people get pissy with horse races because, you know, some think it's cruel to animals or whatnot, and it's expensive. But listen, you go ahead and you buy yourself a digital horse. You don't have to worry about any of those.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you don't have to worry about cleaning up poop, hiring a guy to clean up the poop, nothing. You got it taken care of. Just be careful what cream you put on the horse for its joints because it can contain an illegal substance. Blew my mind that that's a thing in horse racing. Like, it makes sense, I guess, because all other sports with the athletes in it using things that can give you an advantage, such as the steroids and what have you, and HGH is highly frowned upon in leagues. It makes sense that people would do it with horses, I guess.
I'd really like to find a way to cheat with my race horses. You know, if I could find some way to get steroids on my horses, I would be happy.
So what I've known, I've watched a couple of your races now, and your horse has always been in the race. Like,
yes.
Leading early. You're big. He gets off. Champagne gets off. Can I call him Champagne, or do I need to go with the whole?
Champagne is good.
Okay. Champ. Champagne. He always gets off to a really good start, and then the other horses catch up. You know, uses all of his energy too soon. Can you get back to the practice track? Like, how does this work?
Well, you can enter your horse into different lengths of races. So I've seen, obviously, the same thing. So I started entering him in the shortest race possible, which helps a lot. And I've noticed I finally third place in a race this morning.
I didn't want to give that away. Congratulations.
So that was the first time I've ran the horse four times now, and that was the first time. What is that? Is that called placing or showing?
Placing. Showing. Yeah, you're gonna have to get me in on that. I don't know.
I'm new to owning a horse. I'm still learning the lingo.
What was your best finish prior to? It's out of 10 horses, right?
12.
You fell back behind. I saw him down as low as 6th. I even figured out how you can look at the placing of him when you're watching it and everything. And I saw him fall all the way back to 6th, but then I'm 2nd for a minute, maybe 1st again there for just a tail second right before the finish line, Al. Like, it was a photo finish.
Yeah.
I had to watch the replay to find out where you finished.
It came really close at the end. It was exciting. And, you know, you really get into it when your horse is racing. You start like, oh, my God, come on, baby, come on.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Hazel heard me go, whoa, like that, watching it from the kitchen. She was in the living room. She came in. She's like, what, Dad, what? And I'm like, Al's horse. She's like, what horse? So then I had to watch the race over and show her the race. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Was she bored after a minute, or was she into it?
I kept her on it. I kept pointing to the horse. I kept her in. But she's getting there. She's getting there. She's 4 now.
Yeah. Well, when she gets a little older, we'll take her to the race. We'll take her to the racetrack.
Yeah, good. Today, I was trying to get some calcium buildup that's on my pool ladder off before the pool season, and I needed to use like metoric acid, and Hazel wanted to come out, so I tried to tell her to just sit over, like by the chair, right? During this, because I didn't want her anywhere near.
Yeah,
it wasn't really working out. I ended up having to dump all that stuff, and there's no need to have that stuff out while the kids are around, right? Like, I'll do it when she's sleeping. If she was sleeping, I'd do it. But yeah. Anyway, everyone's still fine. I just kept it away, went and dumped it out. All was good. But that's how my day was. Things were a little testy there for a second. I got a little anxious about it. Hey.
Sure.
It is something to say that the Bears play 4 primetime games this year. And I mean, a lot of that, like, people were questioning it just because they weren't so great last year. But a lot of times it doesn't matter. Like, it's just we're the second biggest market. This is the actual opening of the Rams' new stadium. Like, they opened it last year, but this is going to be Sunday Night Football, their first game with fans at the LA Stadium, right? Like, it'll be their first time there, which is wild. The Bears have played a night game there the last 3 years, and then the year before that, it was a night game in Chicago. So 4th straight year primetime versus the Rams. But that's strictly, I mean, whether they were that great or not, either team, like, you would do it because we're the third biggest market. They're the second biggest market. Like, the TV wants the most people watching, right? So they can sell it.
Right.
But it's 3 completely different atmospheres in LA. So it was at the Coliseum where USC plays the first year we were there in 19. Then last year in 20, it was in that new stadium, but no fans. And then this year it's going to be in the new stadium with fans. 3 completely different atmospheres for it, which is kind of neat, kind of intriguing to me. Those things intrigue me about the schedule. And it just seems like there's nothing that I can tell you that's going to get you in on it, that's going to reel you in, buddy, that's going to say, hey, oh, look at that. We're playing on Thanksgiving again in Detroit. Why do we get stuck with that so much recently?
Yeah, you know, I've started to enjoy the Thanksgiving slate in fantasy football a little more.
Yeah.
So you know, I kind of enjoy the Bears playing, but at the same time, I always lose on Thanksgiving. I always lose a shit ton of money. You know, I'm trying to show off, you know, if I'm seeing some friends or I'm seeing some family,
oh,
I want to talk
yeah.
to fantasy football.
It's the holidays.
So I want to have some skin in the game and
yeah.
nobody cares and I'm losing. And
I understand. I get it. Week two, it could be Andy Dalton versus the Cincinnati Bengals at Soldier Field.
Well, that's right. Look, you know.
Week three, they go to Cleveland. Look, I went to go look up a Browns schedule because I'm trying to lean into the bit that Clark's a Browns fan, you know, as you look. And the one round was definitely not correct. It's like they had them playing the Bears in week two, when, as we know, the Bears are playing at Cleveland in week three, like September 26th. I found one that wasn't quite complete for the Browns.
So
that's what it was.
You said you now that you're a newly minted Browns fan and you've given up on the Bears.
I'm not a Browns fan. I'm not. Nope. The Browns are my AFC team, much like the Browns are my AFC team.
I've never talked about going to a Patriots game though.
If you ever wanted to get to Boston, if you wanted to go to Boston, like, you'd go there to watch the Bears play there, maybe. Like, that, I want to use Bears games as an excuse to go to other cities. So I would use the Bears as an excuse to go to Cleveland. Maybe I'd go with a few of Greg's friends, my friend who was a big Browns fan that passed away, and go there to watch the game with them. Like, I don't see what – why wouldn't I go to Cleveland?
But if I want to go somewhere with you, you know, with your dead friends, hey – you're good with.
Well, Cleveland's also one that
I see where I stand.
Cleveland's one that my wife would probably want to join me on. I don't know if, like, Dallas does it for a football game. I don't know. I don't think she'd be into WrestleMania either. So that's another issue. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm going to Cleveland. Not because I'm a Cleveland fan is what I'm saying. You know?
Oh. That'll be fun.
Oh, that's a British Bulldog shirt. Oh, I thought it was a Georgian. Geordie.
It is. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's a Geordie Bulldog shirt. Okay. Fair.
Well, have fun in Cleveland.
All right. Yeah. Good show. All right. See ya. Wait, hang on. What? 760-454-8834, 760-454-8834, if you'd like to join us. Give us a call on the hotline tonight.
So what else? Are you going to go through the schedule, or have you given up on the schedule?
Well, hang on. I'm getting there. Yeah, absolutely. Week four is home against Detroit. Week five is in Vegas, baby. The Las Vegas Raiders. Vegas. Week six, the Bears host Green Bay. Week seven, they go to Tampa Bay to take on the Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week eight is home against San Francisco. Nine is at Pittsburgh for Monday Night Football. Week 10 is the bye. Week 11 is Baltimore. Week 12 is at Detroit. Week 13 is Arizona. 14 at Green Bay for Sunday Night Football, followed by a Monday Night Football matchup in Week 5 against Minnesota. Week 16 is at Seattle, and Week 17 is home against New York. Week 18 is heading up to Minnesota. And that is your schedule.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm a manager. And I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. We're gonna win some of those games, and then we're going to lose some of the other ones.
How many? How many?
That's my guess.
All right. Why don't we go to the phone lines and go to Jersey for Lou? Who thinks that teams,
man, Lou.
That teams will win
Thanks.
Some and lose some? Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Well, that's a given right there. The only thing is you don't know how much they're going to win or lose. That's the only – you know – that's the only thing. Of course, if you're the Jets, you know, a lot of people are going to think thinking probably it's going to be like 3-13 as usual. But I make difference. I think we're going to do better than that.
Now, how many games do you think the Jets are going to fly through? Five?
You know, I see a decent season this year. I'm going to say 9-7.
9-7? Wow.
Yeah.
Bold stands by Lou. I like it.
All right. Does that – no, wait, 9-7 can't happen, guys, unless it's 9-7-1 this year.
Oh,
don't forget,
right,
17 games, Lou. Nine,
okay,
gonna...
okay, then 9-8.
9-8. 9-8, okay.
Yes.
So they're going to lose that other game. All right, then. I'm going to call it now. The Bears go 8-8-1.
All right,
yeah,
you're going to have the tie,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
10-7.
10-7 for the Bears. Al just said it right there. The Jets
right.
winning 9 game, that seems like a lot of games for the Jets to win, Lou.
Yeah, but I have hope with our new lineup. You know, I was happy with our draft picks, so I think maybe they can, you know, do wonders this year.
All right.
Who's going to be back on the rise again, I don't think so.
All right. We'll see if they go to that rookie quarterback in New England or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
They could.
They could. I mean, we're going to go to ours, so.
Are you starting him right away? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're going to start him right away.
All right.
I mean, look, he can't be any worse than Sammy Boy.
Yeah, that's true.
So Vegas has the Jets at under or at 6.5 for the over under, minus 155 for the under, plus 127 for the over.
You know what?
You're saying 9 games, Lou. I'm putting money on it right now.
Yeah, me too.
We're gonna throw 20 bucks on the Jets going over.
Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Hang on, I can't
just
find
20,
it.
Huh?
Oh, listen to Lou over there, Al. You only going to put 20 on it. You don't trust
Lou.
I'm
not quite, you know, I'm not the same Lou is.
All right, fair enough. I don't even know where to find that bet, Al.
All right, 20 would give me 45.
Right now I could bet on Zach Wilson, though. Is he going to be over 3,800.5 yards or under 3,800.5 yards?
Under.
Okay. Lou, what do you think? Will he pass for more than 3,800 yards?
It's
a lot.
No, I think it'd be about 3,500.
Yeah, that's still a lot. I'm taking the under on that any day. And, you know, Lou, I'm having a hard time pushing the place bet button here. The Jets winning 7 games?
He says 9.
He said 9. I know. He's got a lot of confidence. I would need 7 to make money.
Well, you get your money and then some.
I'm going to put 5 on it. I'm gonna do 5.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to reduce the amount. I'm going to go 5. We'll go 5 on the Jets. That's the Lou bet. So we'll know that at the end of the season. See if Lou made us some money.
We're coming for you. No, I'm just kidding.
Lou, okay. If we win this bet, Clark and I are going out for a steak dinner on the big Jets winnings. It's going to be the Lou dinner.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I mean,
okay. We might go to Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's Pizzeria is what we might end up doing. I had Lou's tonight. I had leftover from my wife brought home from work. How nice, huh?
Not a fan.
The thin crust is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. Lou, you ever had Chicago-style pizza? You ever been to Chicago?
No, not for Chicago, but never landed there.
All right. Well, come over here sometime. Don't have the deep dish. Go for that thin crust tavern cut pizza, right? Boom.
Really? I thought maybe you guys were known for deep dish.
Yeah, it's all right. I do eat it. I enjoy it, but I'm a thin crust guy. Uh-oh.
I just went through the metal.
No?
Well, if I got people coming in from out of town, I'm definitely taking them for deep dish.
But where to?
Well, I'm going to Pequot's.
All right. No. Always Pequod's. Or
do you have a problem with that? Or
me?
Yeah.
No, Pequod's is a great choice. Although I would consider going up here to Morton Grove and going either to the Pequod's there or two blocks away, Bert's place, which Bert is the man who started Pequod's, and he has Bert's place with the pizza there, and they say it's a little better because the oven's a little bit more original. And
Clark,
Bert,
that's, I'm just telling you.
If you're willing to go out to go to Morton Grove to get Chicago-style deep dish, I don't understand your argument with the Bears moving to Arlington Heights. Right there. You just saw
it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That is far different than a home team playing in town. That's far different, Al.
Pizza's pizza, man.
Pizza's a Chicagoland thing. The Bears are mine here in the city. I live here in the city.
I was talking to a fellow fat guy today about the keto diet.
How the hell are you going to pull that shit?
We're both on the keto diet.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Man, pizza is pizza. Like, you can't, that is the one thing you cannot substitute.
Especially around here where pizza's good. Around Chicago. You get some pizza deserts out there. Down in Arizona, Florida, Texas. You gotta be around Chicago for really good pizza. I'm sure that out east, Lou will say something about pizza out. Here's where it's good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the Pequod.
Is it in squares? Is it in squares or is it in triangles?
It depends. You can get both, actually. Here you can do both. You can do squares or triangle, but I prefer the triangle.
Yeah.
Thin
East
crust.
Coast. Like East Coast cut.
Deep dish triangle. Thin crust.
Yeah.
Squares. Squares. I'm a squares guy. What can I say? Lou, yeah. What else did
you still there?
Hey, Lou?
Still...
Yeah, what else,
yeah,
what else did
here.
You want to get off your chest tonight?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard a lot of other things too, but it's not really part of your area though. But you heard about maybe the Oakland A's are trying to move out of Oakland. Oh boy,
I did hear that.
Oh
yeah.
Boy, is right.
Long time coming.
Well, that state, the Raiders moved back out, of course, and went to Las Vegas, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Athletics follow them. They've been really trying to get a new stadium right downtown there. I was out there probably four and a half years ago or so, and they were talking about it then. There was a proposal that was in line, and I guess it's in Oakland. They wanted to move over to San Jose, but the Giants were able to block that. They have San Jose market wrapped up or something. And you know, if they did move, I mean, Golden State moved out already. They used to play on the. Now they're over on the other side, and the Raiders moved. I mean, Oakland's going to be the sports desert soon enough.
Exactly.
Well, here's the bet. Here's the bet that's going to make you the $10,000. $20 will get you $10,000 with this bet on DraftKings right now. David Montgomery to be the MVP of the NFL.
Who? How much?
David Montgomery. $20 on David Montgomery gets.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
And the Bears, all they're going to do is run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a horrible bet.
Yeah.
Larcher, the Doge just dropped a bunch again.
Uh-oh.
It just dropped 6 cents in the last hour. Everything's crashing. Yep.
Yeah, that crypto, man, it has wild swings.
It does have some wild swings, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Bitcoin did the same crash. All of it. Sorry, Lou. We're both doing the crypto, and there are wild swings in that stuff. But
I see.
Anyway, Lou, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate
it. Clark's defeated now. I mean, it's dropped 1,000. Man, I'm getting terrible feedback. It's dropped $1,000 for me in the last week.
Yeah, chance, call the Enhanced Sports Show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, 4 p.m. our time, 5 p.m. your time, right?
Right, yes.
Yep.
Number is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat that again, 512-543-4662.
All right, Lou. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Yeah, I've lost almost $2,000.
Dude, he does a lot of networking, that Lou. I'll tell you that much, and I appreciate him coming on.
Lou is a networker, man. He's a mover and a shaker.
760-454-8834. 760-454-8834. Yeah, what do you think of that crypto, man? Whew.
Even Bitcoin took a beating, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! Time to buy. Put all your money in crypto right now. Here's what you do, Clark. It's real easy. This is how you put your kids through college. You take a $20 bill, you put it on David Montgomery. David Montgomery to be the MVP of the NFL.
Okay.
Once that happens, you take that $10,000 and you buy your Dogecoin. You wait 5 years, millionaire.
There, boom. There it is. Yeah, no, I don't see that happening. Oh, man. The swings are abundant.
Well, cancel Cleveland.
Yeah, sorry, Cleveland. Can't make it. Not going to make it. WrestleMania out the window. If we do well on this, WrestleMania, Cleveland, Los Angeles, all of it can happen. Just,
why do you want to go to L.A.?
I got to get a job. I've never really spent any time in L.A. I have some friends there that have invited me out. We wanted to go 2 years ago. That first year they were there, couldn't make it. Then they were there again last year, but couldn't travel, you know?
Yeah.
I just like to
see it. I mean, it's a horrible place to visit.
No, great, thanks.
But, I mean, if you're going to see friends, I totally get it.
But I mean, yeah, I'd also spend some time like south, like down near the border, head down to Orange County, some San Diego.
But the motorcycle guys?
Huh?
I'm getting talk back really bad. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
maybe it's
no,
me.
Absolutely.
Hello?
And if you all want to join us, 760-454-8834. 760-454-8834 to join in live. Podcast listeners at large, get a hold of us. Yeah, I don't know. LA just, yeah, visit friends. Check it out.
Well, that'll be fun. You have a good time. Yeah, I didn't particularly like LA. Like I said, it's just kind of there.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see the spoiler on tonight that came through a bit ago on the AEW?
I see they opened with the Nagata match.
Yeah.
I don't know any results.
No, I don't either. I'm not going to look for that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I could watch
like
that match and then go cook dinner and then watch the rest of the show.
Put it on, yeah. I dig it. Did you get a chance to see the Booker T dark, AEW?
I did, and then I heard Jim Cornette talk about it, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. I knew most of the story. I didn't realize he was the Wendy's Bandit, though. Like that, that blew my mind. I knew he was involved in robbery.
Oh, but you didn't know that he had, what was it, like 8 stores?
Like 23.
Holy shit, man. Dude, he was robbing places.
Yeah, that guy was committed to the bit. I mean, this guy was, he went and found, he robbed the Wendy's he worked at because he didn't like the boss.
Yep.
And then it worked. They got away with it. They're like, so, you know, let's go rob some more Wendy's. We know the operation. So they went around. Now, mind you, Wendy's donates a portion of their funds to the adoption agency. So, I mean, really, he's stealing money from an adoption agency. Terrible. But he went around. Hey, when you go to Wendy's, do you dip your fries?
Everybody donates places. Dip them into the Frosty.
Yeah.
That's clutch. That's absolutely clutch.
Something I can no longer do on keto. Moment of silence.
Can you have fries?
No. That's fries. I'm going to go. Well, I'll see. I can't have fries. I can have pork grinds. It's all about the pork grinds.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was the Wendy's guy. I didn't know about that part of the story. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know a lot of it completely. Like, just the fact that I didn't know that his brother who was Stevie Ray, who portrayed Stevie Ray. It was his real-life brother. I didn't know that that it was his idea to jump into wrestling. I had no clue of that. Hell, I didn't realize that Booker T was 56 years old. You know, looking at the guy, he looks like he's in shape. It looks like he should be wrestling still, basically
yeah.
looking at him, you know. But I also understand him not, and he – it was nice to see the WCW when he went singles and he embraced it and just rolled with it. And he really,
absolutely.
The whole part of him succeeding while the NWO was, you know, what people were watching a lot of. They were so popular on the show. They were doing their own thing. Meanwhile, this guy is kind of the MVP over there, just
yeah.
kicking ass, stepping up to the challenges.
I like the opening with the Shaft montage. That was fun.
Yeah.
Him walking the streets of New York.
Yep. He liked that. Yeah.
The Brooks and Dunn. I really want to get Kick Brooks on the
That's
program
amazing.
With Booker T, and they can discuss the outfit.
He saw the outfit on the album.
Yeah.
Right? Kicks Brooks wearing it and said, we want that. And that's what they ordered.
That's what they got, yeah.
Was the Brooks and Dunn outfit.
With the Brooks and Dunn shirt, the flame shirt he was wearing.
Let's get them both on this show. Book them both out so we can discuss
Book them
it.
Both. Let's see if we can get, you know, because I just Kick Brooks. You know, here's what I found fascinating. Who has more Twitter followers?
Booker T or Kicks Brooks?
Yeah.
Oh
Brooks
gosh.
And Dunn, Kicks Brooks, or Booker T?
I mean, I would think it's Booker T, but I have an idea. No?
No. You're absolutely right. It's
oh,
like
okay.
200,000 to 5 million.
Wow. Kicks Brooks has 200,000. Booker T has 5 million followers?
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Wow. There's got
to
be.
Because I was thinking, I mean, if you go back to the 90s, look, Brooks and Dunn were... they were the number one tag team in country music.
Absolutely.
I mean, there wasn't a bigger act through the 90s.
They were hot.
I mean, well over a decade. It was every award show, every title. Brooks and Dunn were the tag team champions. They were the tag team you wanted to be. Meanwhile, in wrestling, Harlem Heat and Booker T, hardly known. I mean, people knew of them if you were a wrestling fan, but it's not like... you had to be a hardcore wrestling fan and know Harlem Heat.
Yep.
You had to be a little more than a casual. I mean, if you only watch WWF, you wouldn't know who they are. And so the fact that now, here we are some 30-odd years later, the wrestling team, the duo, far more popular
yeah,
and relevant than Brooks and Dunn. Even though Brooks and Dunn's music will live longer than Harlem Heat matches ever will.
Sure. Absolutely. WWE machine, they're still on all the time. Heck, every time they show him on the pre-show, it probably has his Twitter underneath it, you know, when he's talking. He's going to get followers there. And
yeah.
How is Kix Brooks using his Twitter these days? You know, I don't even know. And who's going to look for Kix Brooks right now? He's just...
now, this isn't confirmed, but who has more followers? Stevie Ray or Kix Brooks?
Ooh. That I would say, ooh, Kix Brooks.
Yes, yeah. This real Stevie Ray, which may not be the real Stevie Ray, but I kind of think it is looking at his stuff, has almost 10,000 followers, a shade under 10,000.
There's no check mark, of course.
Kix Brooks officially has 126, we'll call it 127. Now, who do you think has more, Brooks or Dunn?
Probably Brooks, because his name comes first.
But Ronnie Dunn had more of a singles career.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I'm still going to go Brooks.
All right. So what did I say? Brooks had 137,000?
Yep.
Ronnie Dunn checks in at 286,000.
There it is.
Ronnie Dunn, the clear-cut winner in the Brooks and Dunn duo.
Absolutely. You're exactly correct. Hey, I see that Stevie Ray, it looks like he's on Twitch as well. So just like we are, Al, you can go check him out there.
Okay, so the real Stevie Ray account was plugging his Twitch account, so it's probably all the same guy.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's probably him.
It's probably him. All right, well.
Probably him.
Now, who has more followers? Kix Brooks or the Larcher and Lawrenson show?
Kix Brooks might have it by just a little. Just a little bit.
You got
right?
it. That is right. Absolutely. Kix Brooks finally wins something.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. We're actually tapping in. Stevie Ray is live on Twitch right now.
Let's
I did.
See what forensics
think. We've got a commercial. I can't turn. There we go. Let me turn that down.
Okay, get him on the show. Let's ask him about the shirts.
I think maybe we'll have to. Like, I think he's live right now. Do you think he's playing video games? Right now it's on a commercial, but I will bring this up. Hang on, let's see.
Slowly opening up, mm-hmm. and at this point in time, like, everything's like kind of still in this weird place. Like, even in my contract.
Here he is.
Has to be determined.
Hang
like,
on.
They still don't even know yet. So
okay,
yes, I'm hoping
everything still kind of. I'm just glad they're not going to that fight island anymore. I'm so done with fight island that I could care less if I ever seen it again. I am glad things are opening back up in the arenas.
Wow,
the one in Jacksonville, Florida, was amazing.
Talking MMA.
That was
yeah.
one of the best UFC yep. cards I had seen in quite some time, and I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, look, man, I'm getting chilled.
Guys, this is Stevie Ray live from his Twitch. Look up Stevie Ray TV.
Competition, and that is the one thing.
This is far more interesting than our show.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Let's just play this, and we'll probably
just do commentary. We'll do like Mystery Science 2000 of.
Look at these guys over here.
That's what I love about you. Earn
oh, my God.
What you get in MMA.
So, this Elon Musk, nothing but an asshole.
Yeah.
He has suspended the purchasing using Bitcoin.
Because
he's concerned about the environmental impact of Bitcoin on fossil fuels.
Oh, my God.
Mark Cuban now has said the Mavs will continue to accept Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Doge, because we know that replacing gold as a store of value will help the environment. So these millionaires, they're all fighting each other, and we're getting, the little man's getting screwed again, Clark.
So when he came back, now we're going to be, okay, all right, now we're coming back because Cuban fired back at him. I don't know, man. We'll see what it is.
You know, I think Cuban in general, when he talks, he annoys me. I generally don't like the guy, but most of the things he supports, I do too. As
okay.
far as
take him over on
financial, the fantasy football data.
Yep. You like him over on Shark
Tank? I do. I do. I enjoy him on Shark Tank.
Me too. And for those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What else?
Well, so Elon Musk is attached to Dogecoin. I don't know how. So now people are getting pissed about him pulling this shit. So now everyone might be dumping the Dogecoin. It might just crash.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Part of me wants to just dump it real quick now and be done with it for a while and then come back to it. But then the other part of me says just hold, because maybe this whole thing, it seems like the worse the news, the more negative the news is with Bitcoin and Doge, the more Doge goes up. The more positive, like everybody, oh, we're going to make a shit ton of money today and Doge, it goes down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Man, the swings of it are just crazy. I could dump now and still make a pretty great profit on what I had. But I think I'm willing to ride it down to my my initial investment, man. What do I have to lose?
I don't know. Money. But what is money? What does it even mean? Man, there is nothing going on really in sports right now. Outside of my world, which is football, baseball, I don't know what's happening. I don't really enjoy baseball. Hockey, are they even playing hockey right now?
Yeah, the Blackhawks just got knocked out. Yep. The Bulls, if they didn't officially get knocked out, they're on the brink of it. That's where all that's sitting right now, Al. And
like my stupid Thaddeus Young Top Shot card.
That was a terrible choice, Al. I apologize. I didn't understand the game you were speaking of with Top Shot, and you asked me about him, and I'm like, sure, he might get traded next week. Let's go with that, maybe.
I see somebody's complaining. Is ESPN really going to give me 32 notifications about the NFL schedule?
That's funny.
They probably follow every team.
That's amazing. Yeah, they just might. It depends on how they're releasing it, too. Oh, yeah. They just NFL tweeted out the Monday Night Football matchups for the entire season.
That.
The Bears are on there twice.
And see, we get Pittsburgh and we get Minnesota. The Steelers game should be interesting. You know, is Big Ben done? I mean, that's a big question this year. I've seen Pittsburgh wide receivers on a lot of sell lists for Dynasty Fantasy. They were a team I was targeting for an offense last year, and that bit me. So they are going to run a lot, though. So that should be an interesting game. The Minnesota Vikings, Bears, look, that could be for the division. Realistically, in all honesty, especially if Aaron Rodgers exits Green Bay or goes to Jeopardy and doesn't play, the Bears have a real chance at winning the division. The favorite is probably the Minnesota Vikings. According to Vegas, they are the favorite.
Yeah.
You know, if the Bears are a little bit better than they think they are, which I think they are, and Justin Fields has a killer first year and he gets on the field, then that week 15 matchup could be something. Or by then it could just be Minnesota running away with it and it's all a moot point. Or it could be Green Bay is just dominating if both those teams suck. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see. Green Bay, Detroit, week 2. Man, if Aaron Rodgers is gone, that game could just be boring. Like, that could be, like, the lowest game-rated game of the season.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that? Like, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, the Detroit Lions are shit. And then the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers week 2. Whoa. Man.
It amazes me that they have that game, to be honest.
Get that off the TV.
Yeah.
New York, Tampa. That's not very exciting. Seahawks, Washington. That's week 12. That's a game I'm going to be tuning into. New England, Buffalo, week 13. New England's either going to be garbage or they're going to be decent. Buffalo, I think, has a legit chance at a Super Bowl.
Rams, Cardinals, 14. I might be somewhat interested. It depends on where they are at that point of the season, of course. But I don't know.
Oh, and then you must be really excited.
I wasn't even going to mention it.
Are you going to be flying to Pittsburgh for the big rivalry game?
No, I won't.
Monday Night Football, Cleveland versus Pittsburgh?
That would be a big game, wouldn't it, Al? A big rivalry game between two teams that are rivals.
I mean, I would think if you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns, you wouldn't want to see them going up against your quote-unquote favorite team, your number one team. Why wouldn't you pick a team that wasn't the Bears to go watch a Cleveland game?
Yeah, I don't know. True. I don't know. No, I want to pick the Bears, though, because you want to go watch your team play in another city. So that's why.
But Cleveland's your team, too. They're your number two team. It's not a fringe team. It's not like your number five team. It's your number two team.
It's the second team.
So wouldn't you want to go to a city that you allegedly are a fan of to cheer for the team you're allegedly a fan of?
No, dude. When you get...
So you're going to Cleveland as a Cleveland Browns fan.
Well,
and
I have two teams that
game.
I enjoy watching play each other. That's where I want to go. I want to go watch that live.
That doesn't make any sense.
I love the excuse to get to Cleveland. I love to.
So
get,
you're not
going to
cheer
out
for,
to Canton.
Well, Cleveland.
I
want to
get out to Canton. Yeah.
Have you been to Cleveland?
I have not yet. I can't wait to go. It's really
so you,
making a comeback.
So, okay, as somebody who's been to Cleveland a few times, I can
you
tell
haven't
you
haven't been there in a long time. You don't know what it's like recently. It's made a good comeback. It's a comeback.
Calmer than you.
It's a comeback city.
Oh yeah, it's
and
on
I'm
Forbes
for
list for the hottest cities to go to.
Yeah, good. That's great, Al. I can't wait to go.
Will there be pictures? Will you be wearing the? You'll be wearing the Dopey Browns hat, I assume.
No, I'll probably wear a Bears shirt. Maybe I'll
a
wear
Bears
a Browns
shirt and then a Dopey Browns.
Maybe
hat.
I'll wear a Browns hat around. I don't know. Probably not to the game. I'll probably just wear a Bears hat to the game.
See, man, that's like going to – that's like liking – it's like kind of liking a musician and then going into the concert, but no, I can't come up with a good analogy. Man, okay. I'm tired today. I got nothing. Yeah, I'm out of steam.
Yeah, same, man. I don't know. It's one of those nights. One of those Wednesdays. Oh, Al, I had you really talked me into this before. If this is the short show that it could be tonight, before we roll, you've turned me onto it. I moved up to this neighborhood, and I couldn't be happier with a couple of places. First of all, Riviera Italian Grocery is phenomenal over on Harlem. I mean, we got them. We had them. You know, the sandwiches came in for Hazel's party. Everybody loved it. It was beautiful. I love that place. But Joseph's Finest Meats, the butcher shop, man. Like, we just, I mean,
it's
knocked out of the park over there. It's phenomenal. It's on Addison. It's over towards Harlem there on Addison. Look
it
up.
It's by Narragansett.
Get over
there. It's like Narragansett and Addison.
The last time I went there, I got sausages, told you about it. You're like, oh, I just picked up the sausages with the green peppers. I was like, what? So this time I got those phenomenal green peppers in the sausages, little green peppers. The taste on that is great. Big hit with a couple of the neighbors, actually. My friend Kristen was a big fan. And then the cheddar, the one with the cheddar in it. The kids love the cheddar one. Phenomenal.
Oh, I'm sure. Who doesn't like cheese?
And I still love doing their breakfast sausage. That's good. I'm going to get some of those burger patties out of the cooler on the side.
Unbelievable, Clark. They are exceptional.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I saw frozen burgers. I kind of wasn't into it. I for years, I didn't get them. And then about a month and a half ago, I decided to grab them. And they're the perfect burger.
They're not like frozen, though, are they? Aren't they? Isn't it just a cooler that they're in? Or is that frozen? Oh, no, it's frozen.
No, they're frozen.
Yeah.
But frozen's fine. I mean.
Okay. Yeah. It worked. Frozen worked.
Perfect size. Oh. Like everything there. You know, like their sausages are the perfect size. I just got their bacon. I've never done their bacon before. So.
Oh, have you had it yet?
I have not.
Do you season your own?
Huh?
Do you season it yourself or does it come seasoned?
It does not come seasoned. I imagine it's cured, though.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and I'll throw my own.
Cured is what gives it the flavor.
Yeah. I'll throw some pepper on it, of course, some black pepper. Some of that. What's that fancy? The cherry. What's the fancy pepper? You're a hipster. Come on, Clark.
Wait, a hipster for the fancy pepper?
Peppercorn? Yeah, the hipsters. Everybody.
Peppercorn. The red pepper?
No,
red pepper flakes?
Peppercorn.
Red pepper flakes?
Cherry. It's something cherry pepper.
Cherry.
Ella cherry, I think.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm far too old to be considered a hipster. I get a text from you last week. Just left Joseph's. Got the meat sticks. Delicious. Where are the meat sticks located? Because when I was there, I'm like, hey, I'm looking for the meat sticks. You're like, well, if they have them.
right next to the sausages.
They're in the thing.
Yeah.
Do you cook the meat sticks then?
No.
That's all raw meat in there.
They go ahead and they're cooked. What they do is, you know, he explained it to me. They do the spices. They stuff the meat. They send them out to a guy who smokes them.
Oh.
And then they come back and then they have theirs.
Is it like a
Polish sausage?
What do you mean by a meat stick? I'm thinking Slim Jim or another type of thing like that. It's like a Slim Jim?
Slim Jim, yeah.
Better than a Slim Jim.
Much better than a Slim Jim.
It's all Macho
Man. It's like 10 bucks a pound.
Okay. I forgot that Slim Jim went with Macho Man from WWE to WCW, by the way.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Eric Bischoff always points out, like, he paid for his own contract. Ah!
That's amazing.
We didn't have to pay him anything because Slim Jim paid us, and we just paid him.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so the meats, when they have them, they don't always have them available. They probably sell out pretty quickly.
They run out of meat sometimes. I went on Monday, and they were like, oh, we are bushed because of Mother's Day. There was a big meat rush for Mother's Day.
Sure.
So they didn't have a lot of things. Like the week before, they didn't have a New York strip. Last time I went, on Monday I went, and they cut me some fresh ones.
Oh, nice. That's great. When I was there, I got there early on Saturday. And when I got there, early-ish, I think they opened at 8 on Saturdays, and I got there about 8:45. Tons of focaccia breads on the cooler, on top of the cooler, next to the cash register, Al, the one on the right. And the old fella came out, and he's joking with people, like, thinks that I know who he is, and I know I'm supposed to know who he is. I'm trying to respect the place and everything, and I have an idea who he is. I mean, he's Joseph. It was Joseph. Like, I think I've seen him on the Facebook page. And he, you know, he made a joke, and I laughed, and then he said to the young guy running the cash register for me, he's like, hey, that's a lot of focaccia bread up there, and there was. I mean, there were, like, 30 of these big pieces of focaccia.
Too much focaccia.
And that's what he was saying to him. And the kid's like, oh, we'll go through it. And he's like, will we? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, hell, I'll have one of those. I wanted to help the kid out. So I took a focaccia home. And
how was the focaccia?
Delicious, man. He put it in the oven for a couple minutes, and it's phenomenal. Good stuff. Good bread. It's a hit with the family.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed the butcher.
So thanks for sending me to your meats.
You could go south and go Palina, but I think you go north and you go, I guess, where's that west?
Palina's west. Have you ever done Peoria down in Westtown? When I lived down there, it's on Lake Street underneath the L. If you venture out there, you walk in and you put on gloves, Al. You're in the freezer when you walk in.
Okay.
You're the freezer. The freezer is around you. And you walk up, you put the plastic gloves on, and you pull the chicken out yourself and put it into your bag. You pull the meat out yourself and put it into a bag. It's wild. It's crazy. You got to check it out.
I was talking to Patrick the other day, and his wife has a butcher, a German. See, I go to an Italian butcher. She goes to a German one, and she gets the German sausages.
Oh, that'd be all right. Where's the German butcher at, do you know?
I have no idea.
We'll have to get to the bottom of this, maybe for next week. You got to tune in every week if you want to get to the bottom of it.
I'm serious about this. Maybe we should rebrand this into a butcher shop podcast.
Well, some of the captions I have ready to roll read Sandwich Talk with Larcher and Lawrenson, and then the other one's Joseph Finest Meats. Like, I mean, it's not that far off from what we could do. Like, we really could. Now, I could also spend a lot of time talking about big box hardware stores, too, which that's another story. Ben Dumont.
Well, I used to have the Crafty Beaver on the corner, but they shut the Crafty Beaver down about a year ago. The Crafty Beaver was the place.
Hardware store? Local hardware store? Crafty Beaver? Damn it. Sorry it closed down. That sounds legit. I like a nice Ace Hardware store. That feels a little more local, smaller, even though it is a chain as well.
We used to steal shit from Ace when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah.
If it worked at that Ace, why didn't you go to other Aces and do it there? Take the Booker T method.
Clark, you know the story of the Larcher life. I'm lazy.
Well, it was close enough. Like, what what are you, 12, 14 at the time?
Yeah, probably about 14. You know, we'd steal parts for the bike, screws and whatnot. And my buddy Aaron got busted.
Oh. What did he get?
It might have been in Menards. I'm pretty sure it was an Ace, though.
What did he get?
It was a small store compared to what you think of a hardware store nowadays.
2 years hard
especially
time?
A chain.
2 years hard time for that? Is that what he got?
I think he got a phone call to his dad, and his dad had to come get him.
Yeah, that'll happen. That's bad.
This Kim Fox, like they've reestablished like what a felony is. It might be time to start stealing shit.
Okay, give it a shot.
You know, I mean, look, I'm not somebody who is a proponent of crime. I personally don't steal things. I spend way too much money on junk, is what I do. It's getting to the point where, like, you know, you could steal, like, $1,000 and you get, like, a slap on the wrist.
Okay. Well, then go rob somewhere. Like, just give it a shot.
Know.
You're not a thief, though.
I'm a lazy man. Just the thought of going in a car to steal something is just too much work.
It does sound like a lot of work, especially tonight. I'm tired.
Yeah, and you're, like, you're cranky. 40 now. You get busted. It's really embarrassing. Like, I couldn't do it, but. I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking at odds and penalty, it might be worth playing.
Okay. I'm in. No, I mean, I'm not in. I'm sitting that out, Al. I'm not a thief. I'm not a crook, Al.
No, and nobody should be. I mean, because we end up paying in the end, because then they have to raise prices for everybody.
Why are thief movies so fun? You know? Like... Why are they like heist movies? Why do they make heist movies and they're so jazzy and so fun?
Because I mean, stealing, like I did some shoplifting when I was a kid. You know, I got busted stealing from Child's World over by Randhurst Mall when I was like 14. I got caught stealing wrestling figures, and I've never taken anything since, you know.
Because that one lived with you for a long time, right? I gotta think.
Yeah, it just wasn't something like. It wasn't worth it.
I feel
so
like I
never
got
enjoyed
caught.
It. Huh?
I feel like I got caught as well, with something like that. I don't recall, or I felt like I almost got caught taking a little. Eraser from the local gas station, like they had candy in it.
Yeah,
and like they knew, but they just kind of gave us the side eye, like, "Hey, I know what you just did," and that was enough.
Your career was over before it even started. It's thrilling, is I guess why would people steal, besides the for necessity.
Yeah,
I mean it is thrilling, and I think that's why those movies are successful, because it has that aspect of thrill of being an outlaw. I just morally can't steal because like it's somebody's property, somebody's getting hurt in the end.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
You know, but when you're 14, you don't really have those morals aren't as understood yet, so. You know, go get some wrestling figures. Man, I really like the St. Louis Cardinals, but I am not a fan of the color red.
No, it doesn't wear well on your hat. Is that what you're saying?
I don't like wearing the color red. I don't wear red things. Red is not my color. I'm no Taylor Swift. You know what I mean?
I think you're kind of a Taylor Swift.
Nah, I'm more a Kix Brooks. You're more of a Ronnie Dunn.
Okay. Now I can't log in to see my crypto. I have no idea what's going on, Al.
The pepper, the hipster pepper that's the good pepper that everyone should get is the Telecherry peppercorns.
Okay. Okay. I saw...
It's like a thick black peppercorn.
That's great.
Very tasty.
I watched
it's got a woodsy taste.
Elon Musk on SNL the other night, and I wasn't aware that he was on the spectrum, that he had Asperger's. I had no idea about that.
I feel like everybody claims to be on the spectrum these days.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think he's been diagnosed with it. So I don't know. I don't know. Sure, I do think a lot of people do claim it, but I think he's been diagnosed with it.
I feel like it's almost like the hip thing to be now is to be on the spectrum.
No, I didn't. I don't know.
You got to say it's popular, though. It's more and more.
Yeah. I think it's more accepted for sure. And yeah, people know more about
it. Oh, man. Down to 17 cents on the Doge.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. That's hilarious.
I'm just kidding. It's at 41.
I would still be at a profit at 17 cents. Not by much, but I would still be at a profit. So
yeah, I bought in at 7 cents.
I think my average now is 16. Maybe no, it's 14. My average.
Yeah, I wish I knew my average, because I have sold and purchased again, I bought 4,000 shares at 7 cents. That was my bull.
Oh yeah, I bought a bunch at like 0.04 cents at one time. I got in that early. And that's why I think my average is still as low as it is. Yep. Well, pardon.
Yeah, even my Algorand is down, man.
All about it.
The Algorand.
It's amazing that these guys just say one thing and then boom.
Dude, it's going to be cheap racing horses the next couple days.
Yeah.
The horses are tied to the Ethereum.
Are they?
So when the prices go down, yeah, the actual cash cost goes down.
Can I still get in on a horse right now?
Yeah, you might be able to buy in now. Yeah.
Buy in on a cheap horse?
The cost of the horse is down probably right now.
Yep. Man, Bitcoin's down to 50. That's wild to see.
Hmm.
Yep. Oh, the cryptos. All right, brother. Well, oh. And just like that, without cashing out, without a goodbye, Al Archer has left us. Al has left the building. I give it all right, brother. I hear Al click the mouse over there, and boom, he's gone. I just said, all right, brother. Why are you so offended?
I'm not, Al. You said, all right, brother, and then you kicked me off again.
That's not how
you're doing the whole bit, right?
That's not how it happened, you son of a gun. That was Alfred Ferdinand Larcher, folks.
No, I think that was just timing in the system. But
yeah, me too.
All right, so go get some Tele-Cherry Pepper. If you're in Chicago, go to Joseph's Finest Meats.
Go to the Riviera Italian Grocery.
If you're on the internet, go buy a horse. I got a horse for sale, by the way. Champagne Campion.
And for the love of all things, buy Dogecoin. Just buy a ton of it. Buy it all. 40 cents is a great price to get in on, Al.
Actually, now is the time to buy. I actually agree.
The reason why I know is because I had it set to buy again at 39.8 cents. So that's how I knew it dropped again pretty hardcore, because the sale went through and I got the email about it, Al, during our show. And then Scott texted me. He gets as jumpy as I do about that shit, man. Oh, well.
Just gotta be tranquilo, man.
Just gotta shut. I need to not log back into the app. I've been spending a few minutes trying to log back in because I lost the password. Yeah.
You get so worked up, you should just let things ride.
No.
All right, from the fans in St. Louis to the people of Chicago, your pal Big Al Archer saying good night, everybody.